To our love belongs the earth and sky, so wonderful. Oh, the oceans wide, the mountains high, the animals. Looking at the sky, so many million miles over space and time, there is only one girl. From a treetop towards the sunset, through a dewdrop, there is only one girl.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Dear viewers, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to the number eight, episode of the series Path to Salvation. Very quickly, because it may be the first time you watch that series, we are discussing, comparing the concept of salvation between Christianity and Islam. And we know in Christianity, the whole concept is around the belief in a formula, which is as follows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came down from the throne and he went into the flesh of his son Isa, and he allowed humanity to crucify him for the sins of those who believe in that formula. Now in Islam we say something different. And actually in Judaism they say something different as well. Because like I said in the previous episode, the rule for the game or the law for the game has been always you have to work for it. أَمْ لَمْ يُنَبَّأْ بِمَا فِي صُحُفِ مُوسَى وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى أَلَّا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى ثم يجزاه الجزاء الأوفى. سبحان الله. Clear. Have they not, or has he not been informed about what was revealed in the scripture of Musa and Ibrahim, that no one will do the work for you basically. If you earn a sin, you have to take care of it yourself, and you're gonna harvest what you do. So that formula that someone came down and did the salvation for you and all what you have to do is something that has never been established from Adam until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The rule has been always that you have to work for it. Of course, I have discussed this in the previous four episodes so far. This is the fifth episode where I would like to address the issue that Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is, by the way, a great issue in Islam. The fact, and I really would like the Christians to realize how we feel about that. It hurts us. It actually causes us some sort of pain to hear that statement said in front of us. And it's not because we have animosity against you, because of the fact that you are attributing something to Allah that is incorrect. I just want to share with you the reaction of the rest of the universe when this statement is made. Look to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Maryam. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا. Indeed, they say the most merciful begets a son. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا. Indeed, this is a terrible thing. This is a bad thing. This is not something that is good. Look at the reaction of the rest of the universe. تكاد السماوات يتفطرن منه وتنشق الأرض وتخر الجبال هدا أن دعوا للرحمن ولدا. Indeed, the earth is about to split open. Mountains are about to fall down. The heavens are about to split asunder. Why? Because they hear someone saying that Allah begets a son. Brothers and sisters in Islam, في صحيح البخاري يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في الحديث الإلهي حديث قدسي, الله سبحانه وتعالى says, كذبني ابن آدم وما ينبغي له ذلك وشتمني ابن آدم وما ينبغي له ذلك. I just want the Christians, I hope any Christians is watching us, that when you say Allah has a son, you're really hurting my feeling, because that statement is an insult to Allah. Allah is saying that the son of Adam insults me. As for the son of Adam belying me, that he's saying that I cannot give him life after death. ينكر البعث يعني. ويقول الإنسان أإذا ما مت لسوف أخرج حيا. Mankind say, after I die, I will be given life again. أولا يذكر الإنسان أنا خلقناه من قبل ولم يك شيئا. Doesn't man remember that we created him to begin with out of nothing? طيب, this is belying Allah. As for insulting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm really addressing the minds of Christians just to know where we stand as Muslims on this issue. It's a serious issue. When you say Allah has a son, you're hurting me. You're hurting my feelings because I love Allah. And you are insulting Allah. And this is how the rest of the creation reacts to this. And I should also carry some feelings for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to let you know that I was banned to speak bad about an idol if it would lead to the insult of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا تسبوا الذين يدعون من دون الله فيسبوا الله عدوا بغير علم. Do not curse the objects, the idols, any other objects which people take as gods beside Allah, if it will lead them to curse Allah, to insult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not insulting you, but I'm telling you, Allah told me that when you say that he has a son, you're insulting Allah, and it makes me feel bad. And that is why, subhanallah, always when we recite the Quran and the statement comes about that they say Allah begets a son, you always find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, سبحانه وقالوا اتخذ الله ولدا سبحانه وقالوا اتخذ الرحمن ولدا سبحانه. You know what سبحانه here means in that context? سبحان الله. Allah is above that. You're making Allah liken. Because how in the world you get a son? How in the world you get a child? In a human context يعني. You go and marry and have a wife, and then you sleep with this wife, and then she gets pregnant. Come on. You're making Allah, you're bringing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the human level. أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ وَلَدْ وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ صَاحِبَةً. How in the world he will have a son when he did not have a wife to begin with? So I really, I'm trying here to speak to the minds, of course, and I know I have touched the hearts of a lot of Muslims, but I am trying to address the minds of a lot of Christians that this is how we feel when you say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a son. But let me debate the argument with you in a logical way. Now, let me affirm and confirm that the title, the son of Allah, the son of God, is not exclusive to Isa, is not all exclusive to Isa ibn Maryam, by the way. By the way, it is not. Adam is called the son of Allah in the Old Testament. I'm quoting the Old Testament, okay? Ibrahim is the son of Allah in the Old Testament. David is the son of Allah, Ibnullah. Kullu. As a matter of fact, all the Jews and the Christians, they believe that they are the children of Allah. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى. نحن أبناء الله وأحباؤه. And the Jews and the Christians, they say, we are the children of Allah and His beloved. This is in Surah Al-Ma'idah.
قُلْ فَلِمَ يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْ.
Why then He punishes you if you are His children? Come on. We are a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we are the masterpiece. Allah loves us. Allah loves the human. Allah honored the human.
وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ.
Indeed, we have honored the children of Adam. And He given us something different to the rest of His creation, which is the freedom to choose. That's correct. But this does not qualify us to say that we are His children. Because when I use the word children and father, then I'm making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liken us. I'm liking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. And again, like I said in previous episodes, we are so governed, we are so disciplined. When we speak, when we attribute something to Allah, we must go back to the sources, the Quran and the Sunnah. So the argument here is all these prophets and messengers in the Old and New Testament were called the Son of Allah. Why in the world then you make this all-inclusive to Isa? They bring up the argument, which is what? Isa was born without a father. Well, if this is the analogy, if this is the argument, then listen, there is someone who qualifies to be more of the Son of Allah than Isa. Someone who was not born with a father nor a mother, or he did not have a father nor a mother. As a matter of fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fashioned him with His own hands. Allah خلقك بيديه يا آدم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breathed in him from his soul, from his divine soul. ونفق فيه من روحه آدم. And this is what the Quran uses as an argument. You see, we're trying to use their argument, their analogy, but clothing it with the Quran.
إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون.
Ya Allah, crystal clear. Indeed, the likeness of Isa alayhi salam in the sight of Allah is like Adam. He created him from clay and He commanded him to be, so He said. Listen, in 1 minute here, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing the children of Israel His might and power. Listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam without a father nor a mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Eve from a father, from the rib, a father, from Adam without a mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Isa alayhi salam, Jesus alayhi salam, from a mother without a father. So, no father, no mother, no mother, no father. And He created me and you from a father and a mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing you that He is able to do everything. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Let's take a short break and come back and discuss more this issue of Isa being the son of Allah. It is something that is not condoned in Islam at all. But again, we would like to convey this in a respectful, kind way. Don't go away. I will see you in a little bit. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
To Allah belongs the earth and sky, so wonderful.
Are you looking for a way to recharge your hearts, or to get you back on track in your obedience to Allah? Or maybe you're looking for a program to remind you of your duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here on Living Hearts, we'll be working together as a nation, helping each other to remain firm in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Saturday, live on Huda TV, you will have a chance to learn your deen and at the same time, listen to real life stories that will make your heart shake. Every believer needs a place to turn. And inshallah, we can all turn to living hearts.
To Allah belongs the earth and sky, so wonderful.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear viewers, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome back to the segment where we want to address the issue of the sonship, if the word is correct in English, I'm assuming, that Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed a very valid argument to any Christian that, listen, the title the son of Allah is not exclusive to Isa. It has been used throughout the Old Testament. They only made it exclusive to Isa alayhi salam, that he is the begotten son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when you ask that, they tell you, listen, Allah, Isa alayhi salam did not have a father. Listen, Adam did not have a father nor a mother. This is the argument. Eve did not have a mother. Isa did not have a father. Me and you, we have fathers and mothers. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might. إنما قوله إذا أراد شيئا وإنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does things by commanding it to be, and here it is. As a matter of fact, just to conclude, because the next episode inshallah, we want to talk about the concept of salvation in Islam. Let me conclude by mentioning something very important, that subhanallah, Isa alayhi salam, when he came out of the womb of Maryam, he identified who he is. And let me just share with you the verses, the story of nativity in Surah Maryam.
وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمَ إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا.
And mention in the book Mary when she withdrew from her people to a place in the east.
فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا.
She placed a veil and she started worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we sent to her our ruh. Ruh here is Jibreel alayhi salam in a form of a human being. Like Jibreel alayhi salam showed himself in a form of a human being to Ibrahim in his way to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, like he showed himself in a form of a human being to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he asked him those three famous questions: what is al-Islam, what is al-Iman, what is al-Ihsan. He appeared to Mary alayha salam, to Maryam alayha salam, in a form of a human being, a good looking human being. Look at the righteous Mary, the righteous Maryam. What did she say?
قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا.
I seek refuge with Ar-Rahman if you are aware of the names and the attributes of Ar-Rahman, if you have taqwa.
قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا.
He said to her, I am the messenger of Allah to you to be the reason for you to have a child. Look at the reaction of a chaste woman.
قالت أنى يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أك بغيا.
How in the world I'm going to have a baby, a child, when I'm a woman who guard her chastity, and no man has touched me.
قال كذلك قال ربك.
This is the command of your Lord. هو علي هين. And it is easy on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا.
And he will be a sign for humanity and a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, we as Muslims, dear viewers, cannot wait for Isa to come back, because he will bring about mercy to the Muslims.
وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا and a mercy from us. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا
and this is something that is already decreed. Now, the rest of the verses show that he breathed in her sleeves. Somehow the breath went to her vagina and she conceived Isa alayhi salam. When she conceived, she basically went somewhere else.
فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا
she went far away from the people.
فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًّا
And when she started experiencing the pain of delivery, يعني when a woman delivers, she goes through pain. She started crying and calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and actually wishing that she is a forgotten thing. Because you know what she is thinking about? She is thinking about how she will face the community. The fact she is not married and she is pregnant and she's going to go back to them with a baby, with a child.
فناداها من تحتها ألا تحزني
He called upon her from beneath her. Grieve not. Now, whether it is Jibreel or whether it is Isa, the scholars of tafsir differed. I assume it's Isa alayhi salam. Grieve not. It could be Jibreel as well. Grieve not.
قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا
Look at this running stream. Drink of it.
وهزي إليك بجذع النخلة تساقط عليك رطبا جنيا
And shake the balm of the trunk of the balm tree, and it will bring dates. Eat.
فَكُلِي وَاشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا
Eat and drink and be comforted. You're going to be okay. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always delivers His messengers, the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places His trust in, and He commands them to do His work. He will always comfort them even in difficult times. Now, what worries you? How are you going to face the people?
فَإِمَّا تَرَيِنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا
And when you see any of the people arguing or talking to you about what you have here, say that I am fasting. I have vowed to fast.
أَلَّا أُكَلِّمَ فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا
I will not speak to a human being today. Look at this, يا إخوة. Look at this scene.
فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ
Imagine Maryam عليه السلام coming and carrying the baby Isa in her hands like this, and she is facing the whole crowd here. It was a red zone, a bad thing that you become pregnant without being married. Having a child out of wedlock at this time was a big thing.
فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ
Look at the reaction.
قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمُ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا
Maryam, what is this? You're having a baby without a husband? What an awful thing.
يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ
You are the sister of Aaron. يعني you belong to the line of Aaron. If you trace Maryam back, she goes all the way to Harun, the brother of Moses.
مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيًّا
Your father was a righteous man. Imran, he used to be the imam of al-Masjid al-Aqsa. And your mother, Hannah, remember when she put her hand in her womb and إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِ مُحَرَّرَةً That is your mother.
فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ
She pointed at Isa. Brothers and sisters in Islam,
What did Isa say? The first words came out of his mouth. What did he say? قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبية. How are we going to speak to a baby in the cradle? فأشارت إليه قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبية. قال إني عبد الله. He said, I'm the slave of Allah. I'm the servant of Allah. This is the first words that came out of the mouth of Isa. Allahu Akbar. As if all what you're going to make out of me is not true. And I want to say something very interesting. This particular segment of the story is never mentioned in the New Testament. The story of nativity, they never say that Isa spoke in the cradle. They say, why? Why they never mention? Because of what he said. Because if I tell you that a baby spoke in the cradle, right away you're going to ask me, what did he say? Oh, he said, هو عبد الله. This is refute the whole argument of the divinity of Isa عليه السلام. قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا. He given me the book and he made me a prophet. Brothers and sisters in Islam, dear viewers, is Isa the son of Maryam or the son of Allah? I think we made it crystal clear that Isa alayhi salam is the son of Maryam. He is the messenger of Allah. He came to teach the law of salvation, which was taught by Ibrahim, Moses, and Muhammad. Don't miss the next episode of Path to Salvation. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
To Allah belongs the earth and sky, so wonderful. Oh, the oceans wide, the mountains high, the animals. Looking at the sky, so many million miles over space and time, there is only one God. From a treetop watch the sun star. Through a dewdrop, there is only one God. There is only one God. Praise be to Him. My life is His. Glory be to Him. La ilaha illallah.